الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in tonight's Taraweeh, with the help and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have completed Surah Tawbah, which is exactly one para in length, starting at the beginning of para 10, quarter 2, and ending at the completion of the first quarter, para 11. Towards the early part of this para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the hypocrites to task for different crimes and errors that they committed. Allah Rabbul Izzah warns them of His punishment if they fail to comply and obey. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, specifically taking the name of the Muhajireen and the Ansar. Towards the end of this surah, which is one of the last ayat to be revealed in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Rabbul Izzah praises Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah speaks about His compassion, His affection, and His loving nature. In these verses which I have recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions six qualities of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first quality, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولُ. Allah confers the title of Rasul, that Allah praises him as being a Rasul of Allah. Ulama have went into great and in-depth detail regarding the academic difference between Nabi and Rasul. And the best that was written is that a Nabi is that prophet of Allah who follows a deen or a sharia of a messenger that has preceded him. And a Rasul of Allah is that messenger of Allah who brings a new deen, who brings a new sharia to the world. Hence, the status of a Rasul is above the status of a Nabi. Allah Rabbul Izzah clearly states in this verse that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a Rasul and a messenger of Allah. If you have to study our Islamic history, we will realize and understand that the risalah, the messengership of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was very different compared to the risalah of the other messengers. That the uniqueness of his messengership was this, that his teachings have come in this world and will remain bright and alive right until the day of Qiyamah, unlike the other prophets and messengers of the past. Allah Rabbul Izzah, in the 30th juz of the Quran, Allah swears three oaths. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ الْجَوَارِ الْكُنَّسِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسْ وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ. Allah swears an oath on the stars that recede and proceed and camouflage and hide themselves. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسْ, and by the night when it envelopes and darkens the entire world. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, and by the flush of dawn, by the break of dawn. Allah Rabbul Izzah takes three oaths. Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimullah in his commentary of the Quran states that one is the literal translation of these oaths and the other is the metaphorical implication. And then he explains the metaphorical implication is as follows. The oath on the stars is a reference to the prophets of the past that came in this world, propagated the message, fulfilled their task, left an impact on the hearts of humanity, and then they left this world. And as the messenger or the prophet would leave this world, gradually his teachings would also fade and dwindle away. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسْ, and the oath on the darkness of the night is a reference to the time after the messenger would leave the world, and the entire world will be gripped with mayhem and anarchy, filled with oppression and darkness, known as فَتْرَةُ الْوَحِي, until the flush of dawn, وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, which is a reference to the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose teachings will remain bright and alive right until sunset, which refers to the day of Qiyamah. Nabi alayhi salam says in a hadith that is reported in Sunan Ibn Majah, تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْبَيْضَى لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا. I've left you on a very clear and plain road. The night and day are both equally bright. So Allah Rabbul Izzah in this verse states that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a messenger of Allah. He has brought a new deen to this world. The second quality of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that is mentioned, min anfusikum, he has come from you, the Arab and the Qurashi tribe. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam never only enjoy spiritual elevation and loftiness, but he also enjoyed the honor of being a descendant of a very noble, auspicious, high-ranking tribe, which is known as the Quraysh. According to a narration that appears in Allama Ramuhun Muzi Rahimullah's book on the science of hadith, on the authority of Ali radiallahu an, that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, I have been born in wedlock and not out of wedlock. That if you have to study the entire ancestry and the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, right until Nabi Adam alayhi salam, we will find that every woman was very chaste, very pure, very clean and noble. That none of them were ever guilty of committing adultery or fornication. Hence, the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam up to today is preserved in the books of seerah and history. So Allah Rabbul Izzah praises him by becoming or being a descendant of a very pure, noble Arab tribe whose mother tongue is pure, eloquent Arabic. And this is also an honor for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The third quality mentioned, azizun alayhi ma anittum. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is very concerned about you. His day and night is in worry for you. Worry for what? Worry that you must be saved on the day of Qiyamah from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His day and night is in concern that how can his entire ummah be saved from the blazing fire of Jahannam. Harisun alaykum, and he has a burning desire for every single ummati of his to enter paradise. So the third quality, he has this worry and concern, how can my ummah be saved from the fire of Jahannam? Nabi alayhi salam in one hadith explains, and he cites a parable explaining our condition and his condition. He says, my example and the example of my ummah is like a man who has lit up a fire. And there's a blazing fire. And small insects begin to fall in that blazing fire. So this man tries to repel and push away these insects from falling in this blazing hot fire. And then he says, oh my ummah, I'm holding you by your hips. I'm holding you by your waist. I'm trying to push you back from the fire of Jahannam. وَأَنْتُمْ تَفْتَلِتُونَ. But you are escaping from my hand and running towards the fire of Jahannam. I have this worry for you. I am so concerned about your salvation on the day of Qiyamah. But you are running away from my hand. Harisun alaykum. He is very, very desirous for his ummah. For the well-being of his ummah. For the guidance of his ummah. In Surah Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونَ مُؤْمِنِينَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you continue in this way, you're going to destroy yourself. You're going to kill yourself. In this worry, in this gham and depression, why are they not accepting Islam? This was his level of concern for you and I. The fifth quality mentioned, بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوف. He is very compassionate, very affectionate to the believers. That his kindness has reached such a level, that the poet says in one of his couplets, مَا قَالَ لَا قَدْتُ إِلَّا فِي تَشَهُدِهِ. If you want to know about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's kindness, then he never said no to any person. His kindness will not allow him to refuse anyone anything. And he never uttered the word la to any person. The only time he had to say the word la, لولا التشهد لكان لاءه نعم, was in tashahud, when he was forced to say, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. Had he not been for the la of tashahud, perhaps the entire life he would not ever uttered the word la to any person. This was the level of his kindness, his compassion and affection towards the believers. Nabi alayhi salam's day and night was in showing his kindness, displaying kindness to the believers, to his sahaba, to his companions, to the believers in general. And the last quality mentioned, rahimun, that he was sent as a mercy for the entire universe. The Nabi alayhi salam was an epitome, an embodiment of mercy. If we want to learn how to show mercy to those under us, we should study the history and the mubarak seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nonetheless, six qualities. The first quality again, he was a Rasul of Allah. The second quality, he was from a very noble descendant. The third quality, that he was very concerned about our salvation. The fourth quality, very desirous for our well-being in this world and the year after. The fifth quality, very kind towards the believers. And lastly, very, very merciful. Allah Rabbul Izzah then tells Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after all your kindness, after all your affection and your compassion, if still they fail to comply and obey, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, if still they refuse to believe in you, then Allah teaches him a very beautiful and a powerful dua, which daily we should recite at least 7 times. And this is, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ, Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is sufficient for me. I don't need anyone's help or assistance. Allah will help and assist me. La ilaha illahu. None is worthy of worship besides Allah. Alayhi tawakkalt. I have placed my complete trust and reliance upon Allah. Wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Who is Allah? Allah is the Rabb and the Lord of the great throne. So Allah Rabbul Izzah teaches him this dua. And daily we should make it a point to recite this dua at least 7 times in the morning, 7 times in the evening. Teach it to our families, our children. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. Especially during the times of trial and tribulation and times of difficulty and lack of security, we should recite this dua at least 7 times in the morning, 7 times in the evening. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. We ask Allah رب العزة to grant us the true qualities of the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, and may He grant us the true love and عشق for رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحان الله بحمده, سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت ونستغفرك ونتوب إليك.